Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Amid the wastelands of what once were fertile grounds, gleaming towers rise like mirages from the heat-scorched earth. The Mirage Metropolises, they are dubbed, embodying the last bastions of human innovation amidst the ruins of environmental collapse. But look closer, and the shimmering facades give way to the harsh reality. These are no safe havens. These are the coffins of Mother Nature's final sighs. The idea of an urban oasis in the midst of encroaching deserts seems at first a symbol of man's defiance against nature's wrath. But this illusion is brittle. While cities like Beijing and Las Vegas once heralded urban triumph over the arid sands, now they stand as stark monuments to human arrogance and short-sightedness. The Mirage's foundations. These metropolises were constructed with the expectation of endless resources and unyielding human spirit. Architects and planners spun utopian dreams, weaving in state-of-the-art technology and the promise of a sustainable future powered by clean energy. Yet now, these towers are nothing more than elaborate facades, their solar panels rendered useless in fields now known as solar graveyards, recounted previously in Solar Graveyards, echoes of a drowned energy dream. Desertification has not been kind to these urban utopias. The once bold lines of modern buildings are blurred by the incessant whirls of dust, as narrated in our preceding article, Cities in the Sand, Urbanization's Triumph Over Nature. But the visual decay is a mere preface. The societal implications run much deeper. Essential services are stretched thin. Water scarcity is rife, creating luxury mirages in an environment struggling to provide the basics. These cities were energized by the vibrancy of human life, but that same life is now at the mercy of relentless dust storms and heat waves, perennial threats outside their glistening but fragile glass walls. Tours of these metropolises are no longer about the awe of progress. They are about bearing witness to the consequences of ignoring climate change. Crumbling illusions. Every cracked sidewalk and silent turbine spins a tale of disregard and denial. Public squares, once buzzing with commerce and conversation, now lie deserted, echoing an eerie silence that speaks volumes of the exodus powered by a quest for survival over comfort. Ancestors of the future look back with incredulity. How did they not see? They ask as they thumb through digital archives showing blueprints of grandeur against the backdrop of a bleeding earth. The implications are stark and manifold. A health crisis propagated by failing infrastructure, an economic spiral from which there might be no return, and a socio-political time bomb with inequality that only widens as resources dwindle, much like the receding glimmers of hope for these mirage metropolises. A plea of reflection. While these metropolises stand on the verge of becoming relics of human folly, we pen not to indulge in the despair they signify, but to use them as canvases of reflection. We paint these scenarios exaggerated and darkened, not to wallow in lost opportunity, but to stir within the reader the resolve to alter the course of our real present. And yet, despite their foreboding silence, the mirage metropolises are not entirely devoid of life. Pockets of resilience glow defiantly as communities adapt to salvage what remains of their cities. Rooftop gardens flourish among the decay, graywater recycling becomes a community fixation, and every drop of rain is captured with the reverence once reserved for oil. Innovators emerge, crafting solutions in the face of seemingly insurmountable odds. Their stories are but a faint murmur amongst the mayhem, yet they persist. In closing, the mirage metropolises, though teetering on the precipice of historical footnotes, are a stark reminder of the consequences of environmental neglect. They challenge us, provoke us, and beg the question of whether their fate is set in stone, or if the illusion of an urban oasis can, after all, find a place grounded in reality.